congressional hearings on Islamic extremism in America will begin this morning in front of the House Committee on Homeland Security. What would normally be a mundane committee meeting covered only by C-SPAN is actually the focus of some pretty intense national scrutiny, some strong criticism. And the man at the center of it all is New York native Republican Congressman Peter King. He was once known for very strong ties to the Muslim community. What happened, if anything? Joining us this morning is Bob Kolker, a contributing editor for New York Magazine, who wrote an article this week called Peter King's Muslim Problem. And also Dr. Farooq Khan, former chief of medicine at Nassau Medical Center and member of the board of trustees at the Islamic Center of Long Island. Good morning to both of you. Dr. Farooq Khan, I wanted to start with you first because you were good friends with Peter King at some point, and I'm wondering what changed.
Well, 9/11 changed everything, and after that, Congressman basically turned his back and stopped interacting with the community in his congressional district.
Bob Kolker, I mean, is it true that after 9/11, Peter King's political views at least changed about Muslims?
Yes, it is true. And I think that King would be the first person to tell you that they changed. He, if you recall, you know, there was a strong reaction to, at the time, by some people to those who would say that the U.S. was at all culpable for what happened on 9/11. And you know, King was one of those people who just never forgave anyone who might have even intimated anything like that.
Well, and he has written some fictionalized memoirs, one should say, in which he describes their novels, in which he describes Muslims not communicating with or cooperating with law enforcement. That's actually a real claim that he's making as justification for the need for the hearings, is that Muslim American communities are not doing their part to help law enforcement in the U.S.
That's right. You're talking about his 2004 novel, Veil of Tears, in which terrorists attack New York again, and the sleeper cell is linked to Long Island, to an Islamic center on Long Island that looks very much like the Islamic center that Dr. Khan is affiliated with.
And Dr. Farooq Khan, in fact, you seem to be portrayed in that novel. You yourself, have you spoken with Congressman Peter King about what seems to be his feeling that you yourself are not cooperating with law enforcement?
Our multiple attempts to meet with Congressman King and have him visit the mosque and have discussions and clear out some of the issues he's bringing up repeatedly have not been responded to. He has never responded to our invitations, to our emails, to our phone calls. So, no, I have not been able to sit with him face to face and ask him where he's getting all this information from. On the contrary, we have excellent relationship with the law enforcement officers in Long Island. They're regular visitors to the mosque. I have personally met with FBI Director Mr. Mueller. And just the report that came out from Duke University just recently indicates that the Muslim community is responsible for turning in the largest majority of folks suspected of terrorism.
Well, but to both of you, I'm wondering if this is an issue that's bigger than just a Long Island congressman, or if it's small as simply a Long Island congressman, because the outcome of that question is very important to measuring the significance of these hearings. Bob Kolker, is this a King issue or a bigger issue?
Well, I mean, if this were Citizen Kane, what happened at the Long Island Islamic Center would be Rosebud. I mean, it's the Freudian reason for why he's doing this. But, you know, he is a congressman, and he is both a member of Homeland Security and intelligence, and he talks to law enforcement, and he claims that anecdotally and confidentially, law enforcement sources are frustrated with the kind of response they're getting from mosques around the country. And I guess today will be one indication of how valid those claims might be and how much he'll be challenged on that.
Well, I should mention that we have tried several times this week alone to get Peter King to come on the show, and that has not worked out for one reason or another. But Dr. Farooq Khan, Peter King at this point is being demonized by some people in the American community, and some of them in the Muslim community. And I wonder if that's a mistake, too, if turning Peter King into somebody who just hates a group of people is also kind of sidestepping the real issue, which is what appears to be his sincere concern over the radicalization of a small minority of Muslims.
Well, the word sincere is key. I'm not convinced that this is a sincere effort to get to the root cause of the problem. The reason I say that is because for the past 10 years, almost with great regularity, every 2 years in the month of September and October, Congressman King cooks up a new issue. where he attacks the Muslims. It's either 85% of the mosques are controlled by radicals, there are too many mosques in the United States, that the Muslims don't get along with the Jewish community, so on and so forth. And we've had press conferences in Long Island where all these charges have been rebutted. So I have no problem if something good comes out of these hearings and we all learn something which we are not aware of.
So what happens every 2 years in September? Let me think here. Oh, an election. Right. Yeah. So does Bob Corker, does King have a history of being opportunistic legislatively, going even back to the Clinton era? He was pretty strident on opposing Bill Clinton, very much sort of in the camp of, you know, criticizing Clinton for the Monica Lewinsky affair.
But he actually was an early opposer of impeachment, which is an interesting thing about him. He hasn't necessarily been predictable. He is a conservative politician, and he takes a lot of conservative stances, but he also stands up for labor unions. And he became, in the end, a real ally of both Clintons as the years went on. So he's been hard to pigeonhole in that way, to be honest.
But Bob Corker, you called your article Peter King's Muslim Problem. If he is making this kind of a headlining issue for himself and identifying himself with this in a very public and political way, what is his Muslim problem?
Well, I should start by saying that he most certainly is bombastic and very press savvy, but I'm not sure that I would use the word opportunistic. I mean, this is an issue of his, and he's had it since shortly after 9/11. It's not like he shifted with the wind on it. His Muslim problem is like a little like treating 9/11 as a Pearl Harbor moment, and that you're either loyal or you're disloyal, and it's time to see what side you're on.
That is Bob Corker, contributing editor for New York Magazine. His recent piece for the magazine is called Peter King's Muslim Problem. We also spoke with Dr. Farouk Khan, former chief of medicine at Nassau Medical Center and a member of the Board of Trustees of the Islamic Center of Long Island. This is part of our continuing coverage of the hearings that are going on this morning. You can check back into some of the other interviews we've done, including speaking with someone who's going to be testifying at the hearings today. That's all at our website, thetakeaway.org. And also, the Takeaway Washington correspondent Todd Zwillick will be tweeting from the House Committee on Homeland Security hearing this morning. You can watch his feed at
clear your memory caches.
Yes, he is
Todd's
prolific.
A big tweeter.
Prolific
That's
tweeter.
Right.
We want to hear what you have to say about all this. Give us a call at 8778-MYTAKE.